You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to The Monopool, your Geek.io role-play live-playing podcast, or I got that reversed. Oh, well, hi, I'm CJ. And here once again, I didn't bring this up last week, but Dale's not here for another recording session because he's way too important for us now.
Tisk, tisk.
And the tisker is Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hi, CJ.
Silent tisker is Rachel.
I'm only silent because I'm waiting for you to say hi.
Speaking of hi, there's Felix.
I'm never sober. Never.
Speaking of never, there's Raul.
Hello.
And hi, Gary. How's it going?
Hi. I don't get a witty intro.
He didn't say anything for me to build off of.
Let's be real. CJ's intros are not witty.
Hey, fuck you too.
I hate to break it to you, CJ, but.
Oh, you mean me improving bad nicknames for people isn't witty? Fuck you too, ass clown. See you do it.
Look, I didn't say I didn't appreciate the effort. Okay? I do.
Failing.
I'm just not letting you get ahead of yourself. All right.
Oh, I never once thought these things were witty. But if I wanted to put effort into them, I'd write them down beforehand. But yeah, last time we did more boat exploration. We found out how to get the ship to actually agree with us. Turns out the ship likes to swear at Remy, and Remy blushes quickly.
Aww, Remy.
I think the boat might be female.
Its name is Rachel. We're all fucked. Jokido did a little bit of psychic manipulation to
Ellie.
And a little bit. That was a 65, man.
Yeah. Did some psychic manipulation to Ellie to make her a itty bitty burp girl.
Burp.
Burby. Less chaotic, more just burby.
Burp is the word.
Yes. And
I'm not gonna
do
that. No. Burp.
No.
Okay, I stop, okay?
So help me, I will get the spray bottle from under the sink, mail it to Raul in Texas, and have him spray you with it.
I mean, he'd probably do it without you having to mail it. Let's be real here.
The only spray bottle I have is Clorox, so
Let's work. Let's be real, Raul. It's not like you haven't done it before, all right?
What?
The spray bottle or the Clorox?
Yes.
Is that how your shirt got so sparkling white?
Pretty much.
The Raulix lore is growing, you guys. That's your ship name is Raulix.
This is news to me.
Yeah, news to me too, CJ. I think you just made it up right now.
What? No. Me? Never. Fuck you. Yeah, we did stuff. We had a pretty light episode last week. It was fun. And nobody got hurt.
Yeah, we actually didn't get
nobody died.
We actually got the ship to where we were planning to go.
Yeah.
Though we don't know if there's going to be any damage when we get there.
Felix and CJ had the same thought at the same time, so Akita pulled it off. Hey, hey, Caleb, can you touch the thing without dying? Because that would be nice. Because the rest of us are going to die.
Touch what thing? What?
All right. Yeah. And then we'll go ahead and let Josh take us away.
All righty. Yeah, you guys successfully navigated your way around the coastline with a bit of ingenuity and slight frustration. Damn appliances.
Psychic scream from a guy who doesn't normally get angry.
And yeah, you find yourself pulling into the two peninsulas that kind of cradle Tolvera, make a nice little safe harbor from most weather for it, and start heading towards the city proper. It becomes pretty obvious pretty quickly that there's no way in hell you're actually going to be able to make it to those docks.
Fun.
Remy, we might need to weigh anchor out here in the harbor and call that quote-unquote docking. There's no room.
Yes, that would appear to be the case. See if I can get this to cooperate.
The ship is offended. How dare they not have ships? How dare they not have dock space for me?
No those one plebeians. Has seen. Oh no, never mind. I can't do that as Remy.
I refuse to dock here, servant robot. Make me go elsewhere.
But yeah, the ship slows to a halt. And there is a reverberation through the deck as something shifts and there's a loud splash.
Huh, the anchor.
Fun.
Well, what was that noise?
That was probably the anchor.
Yep.
Okay. How are we supposed to get to shore?
We have small boats in the cargo hold.
How long can you tread water?
No, Carrie, they're in the other room.
I don't know. Do you know what wet fur smells like?
I do.
There's air fresheners for that.
Remy, how do I get to the cargo hold?
A moment, please. I believe I can actually... Yes, we've docked.
Are you fucking sure? Last time somebody told me that, they...
This is as close to docked as we're going to get.
Is he talking to us or the ship?
He's talking to the ship.
There's another reverberation through the deck. And you see portions of the deck begin to open up.
Oh.
And with a soft hum... Some longboats rise up out of the deck, suspended on more of those light ropes, and then are positioned out over the water and lowered to about deck level so you guys can climb in.
I will get in the boat.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
In the boat. Okay.
Can we all fit in one, or do we need to take multiple?
Okay, I'm not getting in any boat. I will get onto that boat.
Don't play the pronoun game with me.
Remy's getting enough sass from the ship right now.
So are these like little dinghies or are these like...
They said they were longboats.
They are definitely long enough that one of them can accommodate your party as it stands.
No, the boat seems very intelligent.
I don't think you want to insult the boat, Fregul.
What?
Yeah, calling it a dinghy. Jeez.
That one sailed over our heads at first.
Then finally, you know, I just helped drop the anchor on that one.
For audio listeners, Felix is just annoyedly shaking his head. I could see you trying not to laugh.
No, I'm trying not to sigh.
This is Raul's fault this time. You should be sighing and, you know, soon you'll be able to run over and smack him for it.
It's true.
Get your own spray bottle.
Raul, you owe me a snack now.
What?
You owe
Josh.
Oh, a smack or a snack?
Yes, hello?
They're asking for a snack. Josh?
Oh, well, let me flubby fluff the beard.
Hey, I don't like to share.
This is true.
Anyway, onto the longboat we go.
Okay. Obviously, there's a tarp covering it, so you need to remove that, and then there are oars underneath.
Right. Any of you know how to operate an oar?
Operate an oar?
You put it in the water, and then you push, and then you lift it out of the water.
That sounds way too complicated for me. Why don't you
try it? It's actually a pretty easy thing. I used to I liked the water, if you couldn't tell. I used to go out on the little boats to help the fishermen out a little bit when I was younger.
Great. I shoved the oar into a chest
with
a little too much force, just a little bit.
Oof.
It does take a lot of effort though, as I hand one each to Calabras and Fragul.
Yeah, it's not something I can really do by myself, buddy.
Let's see if Fragul can do it.
Are we gonna mic check this?
Have you rowed a boat before? It's fucking hard.
It is.
Holy shit.
Calabras.
So Fragul rolled a 21 and Calabras rolled a 42.
Pardon me while I roll three mic checks with a what is that? Advantage 4 because I'm well rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, advantage three. Advantage 3, so I'm going to roll 4 my checks here real quick and take the highest one. Because roll 20 doesn't like me doing... Actually, I can do what? Flash roll, 4d20, bang bang, K1. Right? Yeah.
K-H-1.
Nope. Slash roll. Oh, I can spell. Hey, I did a 10.
I'll grab an oar and try. That's an 8.
Wow.
That first one was a nat 1. So you know what? I'll take the 10.
So Valfrey right. almost hits herself in the face with it.
I like to think that...
Sadie nailing a 24.
Everybody keeps trying and Calabras is doing it by himself, whistling.
Calabras and Sadie are just like, alright, they said put it into the water and push, so... Here we go.
That's all there is to it.
Belfreya and Akira are just kind of sort of helping angle the boat where it needs to go. And Sadie and mostly Calabras are doing the actual propulsion.
All right, so how long does it take to get us to land?
You guys.
What?
Just the simple task of rowing a boat to shore.
Somehow Hallelujah. Too much.
Wait, just because I want to go for, you know, shits and giggles.
Wait, isn't Sadie still under the influence of fatigue?
No.
I make those go away real quick.
Akira restored her.
Yeah, fatigue is real easy. That
Sylvia does dick.
I mean.
Not in the boat, I hope.
Yeah, she does.
She might.
Sylvia actually hits herself in the face with the oar.
Right?
Yeah, the primary reason it takes you guys any sort of time at all to get ashore at this point is because you're all being absolutely miserable about actually rowing. Anybody who's actually rowed a boat before would know that having 4 separate individuals with, shall we say, conflicting personalities going at their own speed... You wind up listing off to the side and pulling a few circles before actually making forward progress towards the shore. You guys do know you kind of have to work together for this, right?
I mean, that's what I was hoping we would be doing.
Yeah, but... I figured that's what we were trying to do.
All right, so, all right, hold on. Calabras, Sadie, follow me on this one. Put them in on 3, stroke, 1, 2, 3, stroke. Do it.
Stroke.
1, 2, 3.
Stroke. I follow.
1, 2, 3.
Stroke.
1, 2, 3.
Stroke.
1, 2, 3.
Stroke.
One, two, three.
Stroke.
Told you I've done this before.
There we go. Now you guys start getting a little closer to the actual docks. When you guys do arrive, there's a bit of a crowd.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
You have effectively ground the entire operation of the docks to a halt. Every sailor going about their business, every fishmonger, every fisherman is just staring out.
I am Captain Morganing the fuck out of this dinghy, by the way.
Got a little captain in him.
I wouldn't be alarmed. It's just our moving fortress.
Palace.
Close enough.
Sparkles!
Do you actually say sparkles?
Is there like a heavenly shine?
Yeah, there is.
Like the patwing in anime. Lens flare.
Yeah, Akira's just like yelling, just still keeping you guys at pace. One, two, three, stroke! One, two, three, stroke! And then he eventually just like flings up some light as people start paying attention to him. And shush.
Sheesh, fire for the dramatic much?
Have you even met me?
You gave him his nickname for a reason.
But yeah, you tie the longboat off on one of the lower docks and start trying to make your way up into the harbor area proper. But like I said, you've gathered a bit of a crowd and there's kind of a bit of a commotion going on. And as you look around the area, you can see that there is a detachment of guards trying to basically break up the clusterfuck of people.
Have they, are they succeeding at all? Is there like an open space around them?
They are working on it, primarily because there is another detachment of guards moving into the area. These ones you recognize as palace guards.
Hey. That's the ones we want to go to.
Yep. Hey. Those are our friends.
We head to the palace guard.
Though Akira kind of brushes his hair a little bit, then remembers, oh yeah, we're actually working for the guards this time. Friends, please, I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Please, everybody, come over here. I will answer everybody's questions right over here. Please, right this way.
Belfair is giving you a very keen look, like, you better be careful how you answer those questions.
Once enough space is made, you actually see that at the center of the guard detachment is the Crown Prince and a few of his advisors.
Awesome. I figured he'd be here. I will approach and bow.
Over the side, I kind of bow. Like, they think I'm bowing to the crowd, but I'm bowing to the prince.
I go up next to Valfreya and I like kind of gesture in the same way.
She gives you an approving nod.
I don't know much, Valfreya, but I just do what you do.
Not a bad way to handle yourself in fancy situations, really. Well,
we found it.
I cannot say I am completely surprised, but still, that is really quite something.
It's incredible.
And you notice the one of his advisors who is of the Seal of the People and gave you this bit of information in the first place is just grinning ear to ear and kind of elbowing the older one in the shoulder. What I be telling you, brother? Dead it is.
Oh yes, we will have some supplying to be doing.
I would imagine, yes. What exactly do you know what you'll be requiring? Because, I mean, obviously, basic seafaring, but, I mean, really, what is it like aboard that vessel?
Surreal. Very shiny.
Even after all this time?
It was sealed away pretty well. There's not any dust or anything that we could find.
Remarkable.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Rio, hi, Markable.
Yeah, so we still have some learning about the vessel to do before we have a complete requisition, but obviously we will need to start gathering the basic supplies, food, medicine, things of that nature.
Of course, of course.
I have some books to buy, apparently.
Well, just let us know what you need. Will you be crewing it yourselves, or... I can't imagine a vessel of that size is simple.
We will need to at least a navigator. I know Calabras had put out words around the docks.
Yes. I did put in a request for one.
I see, I see. Well, I suppose let's get you squared away so that you can begin your voyage.
The idea.
And up above you see Akira making gigantic bug type creatures as he's retelling the story of everything going on and how they fought off spectacular gigantic ancient creatures from the times of beyond history.
Please tell me they're insanely exaggerated.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes! Bugs the size of horses.
Bugs the size of houses, and there's a mighty bear man with two gigantic swords swinging wildly, and a great glorious knight stabbing among them, and and a fierce monk barreling through them, each with their bare fists.
Ha, barreling.
Bear fists.
It's funny because it's not even the bear.
I know.
Of course, the boys are getting the love.
That one was Sadie. This one was obviously a woman.
Well, you said the monk, and there was Caleb and also Sadie.
Well, I'm also not going to show Sadie as giant berserker woman.
I mean, you could.
Also, I would not. I would like not to draw attention to Caleb.
That's fair. Yeah. Or make him look like a generic teenage anime hero.
Two smartly dressed women back to back shooting just like lasers out of pistols at the bugs as they surround them, collapsing them one by one from afar.
Oh boy.
He is certainly quite the showman.
Yeah,
indeed. For better or for worse, he did get us over here, so there's that. There wasn't a whole lot of room for me to even move everyone over, and I'm sure your guards appreciated not having people suddenly appearing right in front of you.
Yes, that does tend to cause swords to be drawn, so.
And as he ends the tale, a gigantic flourish up top. Come visit Akira's Circus of the Stars! And gives the location of where the next festival will be.
There it is.
I thought he was inviting people to the boat, and I was about to teleport him away from his stand.
Teleport him into the water.
No, please. I want direct people. I want direct payments.
Yes. Do you have some people you can recommend in case we end up needing a few extra hands?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, if you could. Yes, thank you. And one of the members of the guard detachment breaks off and heads, you know, kind of nudging way through the crowd, not really shoving anybody, but, you know, shield out, pardon me, excuse me, coming through one side, official business. And more guard details show up into the area to begin breaking up the crowds. Because it's really kind of difficult to operate under these circumstances. The master of the dock comes up to the main group and begins basically taking an order for what they assume you guys are going to need for the boat, basic furnishings, things like that.
As the crowd disperses, Akita jumps down, comes over. God, that was exhausting.
Yeah, now imagine having to deal with you on top of it. No.
Fair, and, but ouch.
That was not in character. In any character, just somebody surely at some point in time would probably have made that barb.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Have there been any developments while we were away?
The stolen vessel is beginning to make motion again. Not nearly at the rate it was previously, so there is still plenty of opportunity for you to potentially catch up to it. But it is concerning that this individual was able to overcome the safeguards.
Indeed, unless they just hoisted the sails.
That is a possibility, but he would need something to have made the sails from at that point. The vessel was not properly outfitted before its theft.
Out of character, it was making the chains, right? Like, out of its smoky stuff?
Yes.
In character, well, it was able to form objects like chains and whatnot out of a sort of dark dripping mist, so it's possible it was able to gather its strength and do that with sails.
Potentially. Either way, I'm sure you'll be able to let us know eventually.
Indeed.
Hopefully.
And at that point, they begin basically bringing crates of materials over to the edge of the dock and start loading them onto basically a cargo equivalent of a longboat.
Okay.
It's more like a floating flatbed, basically. Because obviously they don't want to load up your guys' longboat with supplies that then may not make it back to the ship. So they'll begin preparing that, and the guard begins returning with several individuals in tow.
Oh. That was fast.
Well, keep in mind, you guys were just saying that they probably saw you coming from quite a distance. And the Crown Prince was basically preparing for this. So odds are they had them waiting somewhere. And if you guys will just give me a moment to make some space here.
Damn it, you had like 2 months to make these NPCs.
I didn't make any NPCs, sir.
Is that one? These are people, Felix. Don't break the illusion.
There we go. Now I'm not actually trying to move the map every time I grab you guys. Jeez. That was irritating.
Okay, so
roll 20 for as much as we love you, you still need some work.
It wasn't.
Also, right now, Velfreya and Spear are next to each other, so it says the Spear of Velfreya.
There's also two Velfreyas on the map suddenly. And two Calibras. That's unusual.
I didn't do it.
Well, remember, because we couldn't find Velfreya or Calibras.
That's where we were. We were hiding.
I'm going to delete that one and delete that one. Bring these ones back over.
I moved that one out of the way so we would have the other one.
Sorry. Either way. Time to begin dropping images so that you guys can select your crew.
Yay!
Yay! Whoa, who's that person?
It's a person.
Yeah.
What are you?
It's a people.
Roll 20, stop.
Roll 20, stop, please, no.
What are you doing? Just let me drag and drop things, god damn it. Drag and drop. It's not rocket science, roll 20.
Rocket surgery.
Literally what you are designed for. But yeah, these rather delightful individuals begin making their way into your presence, and pretty much the vast majority of them immediately begin just gawking at the ship over on the water. Because, let's be fair, ain't none of them seen anything like this. Not many people have. It is a fine day for Tolvera.
So this is our crew, or is this just like we can take?
These are recommendations of the Crown, basically. Individuals that you can select for your crew, should you so choose to do so.
They look cool.
Video jokes on an audio podcast.
How many of these people are there? Good grief. Ah, no, stop.
Oh, there's the one I missed. That's everyone. Is that everyone? Yes, that's everyone. Okay. So yeah, these eight individuals are presented before you. And basically, the guards continue herding the riffraff out of the general area so that you can begin speaking with them at your leisure.
All right.
Well, shall we start with names and specialties?
No, absolutely not.
I like that guy.
Well, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, possibly 5, depending on lower left corner. You can't definitely quite tell with that one.
There's definitely a gender fluid person there, and I'm okay with that.
Okay, totally. What about number 3, number 4, 5, 6, and number
personally,
2?
Personally, I'm fond of second from bottom left.
I'm like, well, I mean, if we're going by character design alone, I like all of them.
Yes. All right. So Akita goes up to, let's go with Flamefoot Lady.
Okay. So you guys approach the young lady whose feet aren't currently afire, but she definitely has a bit more of a rough and tumble look about her.
Name's Akira. Holds out his hand.
Hi, name's Aya. How you going?
Nah, I mean, I'm fabulous. How you doing?
I can see that.
So, Aya, sorry to cut to the chase here a little bit, but, you know, business is business. What are you good for?
Well, I've done some scouting work for the military. Pretty good with maps, not fantastic with them, wouldn't, you know, necessarily call myself a cartographer. More of a all trades kind of gal. I mean, I'll be honest. I heard, you know, word floating around that they were really looking for some people to help with a super neat ship. And yeah, I want on that.
I understand.
Out of character, did Calabrese put his helmet back on when we went ashore?
I am assuming so. I mean, that would be dumb if he didn't.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's go to...
I'm going to go to top right.
That's who he was just talking to.
I was going to go to Wizened Old Man. Bottom right, second in.
Right. I'm a dummy.
This guy looks like he knows things.
Yeah, he does.
Because not at all.
Why we go to the one holding an actual map?
I'm working towards that. I'm gonna go. That guy.
We've got a system here.
That guy. Okay. We also need more than one person. So.
Yeah, like we could probably choose to just bring everybody along if we wanted to, but that probably is not the best thing to be like. Okay, well, all of you are in. Let's go.
Well, we probably could because we have to man a lot of places, and like we're gonna be getting on and off the ship.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it probably is not the best precedent to set for a job interview to be like, hi, nice to meet you, you're hired.
Yeah.
Sure.
Name's Akita, how you doing? Holds out his hand.
Out of character, what are your thoughts on killer giant robots?
In character to the prince, I am going to ask, and I'm security clearance is all.
Oh, of course, dear.
I suspected as much. I just like making sure.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. You're the one that runs the shows around town, aren't you?
Absolutely. Akira, man of stars.
Heard of ya. Heard of ya.
Of course you have.
Name's Finbar.
Nice to meet you, Finbar. Come with the prince's support. What do you do?
Well, before I retired, I was the royal cartographer.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, man, just what we needed. Out of character.
But, well, was retired, I should say. I'll be perfectly honest. Feeling a bit at the end of my rope here and decided, one last trip would be a nice way to go out.
Fair enough. There are worse ways to, spend the rest of your days than out on the open sea, exploring things that some people may not have even seen before.
And mapping them out for the good of all.
Exactly. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
Shake his hand. I will be back to you.
I'm gonna go to top left instead.
All right, top left. Do, 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 do.
I'm gonna walk up to her. Name and profession.
Top left.
Yeah, top far left. Do, do,
do, do. That one.
This one right here.
Follow the bouncing Acura. Bouncing ball of light.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold on. Aya was 4. Spell Aya for me, please.
It was A-I-Y-A.
A-Y-A, and she's kind of just a general scout. Okay, 7.
She described herself as basically a jack of all trades without using the name Jack.
Yeah. Tradesperson. And cartographer's name again?
Finbar.
Finbar. And he is a cartographer. All right. Now we're going to 1. Calabrese, I got this. Name's Akita. How you doing? Holds out hand.
Eva, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Eva?
Ivar.
Ivar.
I-V-A-R.
I-V-A-R.
Okay. I was about to go, Eva?
Eva.
Pleasure to meet you, Ivar. What are you here for?
Hopefully a good paying job.
Aren't we all? What do you do? What are you good at?
He clears his sword a little bit. But like that's going to attract a lot of attention. Going to need someone to fend things off of it.
Fair.
Well, more than present company, anyways. It's a big boat.
Of course.
And I assume you won't always be on it, so.
Fighter type dealy.
What about that third one?
Whatever. Pleasure to meet you. I will circle back around. Thank you so much. I'm usually doing, like, I've done interviews where I've been, like, interviewed by a bunch of people, but it's very weird, like, interviewing a whole bunch of people, like, as...
It's a group interview.
Yes. All right, walks up to blonde knight person, looking person here. Akita, pleasure to meet you. This is number three.
Yes, I assume you would be.
Wait. It's a pleasure, definitely. Holds out hand.
She'll shake it gently.
What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, sorry. The boat, it's a bit distracting.
Understandable.
It really is quite something.
It absolutely is. So, let's talk more about you, and we might be able to talk a little bit more about the boat.
Oh, right. Sorry. I get a little... So neat.
I trust me, I am fully aware a few of our... myself included. It's quite awe-striking.
Oh, sorry, forget myself. Azira?
Azira?
Man of moons?
Akira, man of stars.
Oh, right. Sorry, I'm terrible with names.
But he is a man of the moon. She just doesn't know that.
That's fair. And your name?
Oh, my name's Fari, sir.
Fari? All right, Fari, it's a pleasure to meet you. What are you good at? What do you do?
Well, I work over at the college, sir. General studies at the moment, but of course, she's kind of looking over your shoulder at the boat, going into reliquary specialty. It's so pretty.
Akita kind of shoots his glance over at Sadie and Sylvia.
I have nothing to do with this.
She would be in your area of expertise.
Yeah, maybe you should.
So you work at the academy.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I'm going to actually have you speak with the Professor Hughes over there, and they will be able to sort some things out with you.
Professor Hughes?
Yes.
Oh, is she armed?
Most likely.
Oh, but the boat is so cool.
I know, Fari. I understand.
All right.
I know you!
Akira looks physically exhausted.
I've seen you at the academy.
All right.
The younger, less volatile Hughes sister.
Don't worry, I'll keep her weaponry away from you if she has to speak with you. But you're very familiar.
Well, I mean, I've been around the colleges a bit. Oh, this might help. And she opens up the book under her arm and holds it up in front of her face, and she instantly looks much more recognizable.
That looks about right. Yes,
you have seen that head of hair above the edge of a book a million times.
Hey, Valfreya, you're making an impact on other students.
So, Josh, correct. Remind me what position this person is looking to get with the thing.
Well, she's in reliquary studies.
She was in general reliquary studies at the colleges. She was, you know, trying to get closer towards the actually being allowed to look at and touch things, but. She's made remarkable progress for the short amount of time she's been at the colleges. She is a very diligent study.
And I'm assuming she's blown up a whole lot less than my sister has, right?
Yeah, there's a pretty big disparity there between amount of detonations achieved.
Okay. But the fact that she likes to play with things might actually benefit me. Of course, I'm not going to let her play with the metal things because that's mine. And I still haven't, you know, gotten all those dinks out of that helmet yet. So I'm not quite done with it.
Sure, that's the reason.
Shh. That's secrets.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe. And what do you feel that you could contribute to our upcoming endeavors?
Well, I'm afraid that might be where I'm a little bit lacking compared to the others, I suppose, looking at some of the other individuals present.
Damn it, woman, sell yourself, don't.
Relatively good with lay manipulation, not the best, obviously, but I've got a good knack for sorting things out.
As I recall, I believe one of our other professors had you doing some sorting work, and I recall it was rather well done. Very particularly sorted into groups by multiple levels of
I do like things nice and organized, yes. Makes it easier to find things at a glance.
And Sadie kind of walks over, peeks around the corner to make sure Sylvia's otherwise occupied and indisposed so she doesn't hear this. Didn't you organize my sister's lab at one point in time?
Unfortunately. And her eye twitches a little.
Oh, that was the neatest her lab has ever been.
Yes, was.
And then she blew it up a couple days later.
Out of character, the great cleaning of so-and-so year. I don't know what year we're in.
You do realize that joining us would feasibly mean having to reorganize my sister yet again?
She just fucking leaves right there.
About face? No. She looks over, well, doesn't really have to lean to look over, you know, Sadie's shoulder because slight height difference.
Yes, I'm tiny. It's okay.
I think it would be worth it. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. You don't see something like that every day.
Her exploding things does happen a lot less frequently now, at least.
Oh, good.
Mostly. Usually.
Anyone who blows up the ship can also be immediately teleported off of it.
Well, if they blow the ship up, we're all off the ship.
Yeah.
That seems far more likely.
Greg Wool makes a point.
Wait here for just a second.
Blowing holes in my ship.
We make holes in ships.
Sadie's going to kind of motion, you know, wait here for just a couple seconds. I want to discuss something with a couple of my cohorts. Is that all right with you for just a moment?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm used to interviews.
Oh, okay.
I never get the job.
I'm starting to feel more and more bad for this girl. Seriously.
So I walk over to Akira. You don't understand, Akira. That this child, that this young lady has done something that no one else was able to do ever.
Tolerate Sylvia.
Tired! When did you start?
Two, her organizational skills are by far greater than any of the other people that you've spoken with.
You're not wrong.
I think we found our quartermaster out of character.
I know she seems a little bit... Oh, what's the word I want to use?
Inexperienced?
Timid?
Yes.
Useless at a glance, but probably decent afterwards.
Yeah, useless would be a word.
None of these people are going to be useless. They were recommended by the Crown Prince.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
It was at a glance. I mean, she is the youngest of all of them. She is the most naive. Like, she makes me look,
He looks at Sadie and goes down. He's like, call it a hunt, but if everybody else is okay with them coming aboard, I can't see a reason why all eight of these guys aren't going to be coming with us, but I want to make the rounds, make sure everybody is on the level. I kind of want to give everybody the glance over to make sure that nobody's trying to rip us off and didn't lie to the Crown Prince to his face.
The only one I would suggest
nods at you
is that one in the corner there, and I point over to the one that's like second knuckle deep in his nose hunting for gold that you know is not there.
What? These eight?
What?
What? No, I'm just talking about these direct eight people on the screen.
Then who's that eighth person over there?
That dude?
What eighth person?
That dude? They're just not looking at roll 20.
But yeah, Velfreya gives you kind of a look that indicates she was kind of thinking the same thing.
Yeah, people are my thing, so I'm trying to get the lay of each of these guys. They all came with the prince's, you know, the prince's wishes. So, you know, I don't see a reason why all eight of these guys aren't coming with us, but I want to make sure we can at least get them in the right places. Human resources is kind of my deal.
Is director of HR one of the slots that Remy needed filled?
I mean, in a lot of ways, and I'm not joking with that, that's kind of what the captain does. You go here, you do this. He's not particularly great at any one thing except for putting people where they belong. I mean, when is the last time you actually seen a captain do anything on the ship?
I mean, they do call the shots, let's be real.
All right, so if you want to keep talking to her, make sure that she's on the level, and I mean, you know her, so I don't see a reason why she can't come with us. At least it's kind of a, like, even as an intern kind of thing, but you know, there's a couple others here that we haven't talked with yet. I want to make sure that they're good and where we can put them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he pats you on the shoulder. I'm going to walk up to Grizzled Veteran here and wrap up row one here.
Alrighty.
Name's Akira. How you doing?
Well met. Name's Lars.
Nice to meet you, Lars. What brings you to us?
Well, word got around the kingdom that you were looking for do-good men and women.
Yeah, we are. What do you bring? What are your specialties?
Well, I've served on a fair number of ships in my career. While I can't say I've served on quite at that scale, if you're needing ropes tied off, sails folded, deck swabbed.
Okay.
Even had to take a few turns at the helm, but I can't necessarily categorize myself as a helmsman.
That's fair. We all start somewhere.
But pretty much, if it's on a boat, I know at least something of it.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Out of character, and then he sees our helm.
The fuck is this? What the hell is this thing?
Jumps off the edge of the ship. Excellent. Hang around here, enjoy yourself, and I will be back around.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go to... Yo, this dude. Bottom left. this dude-ish person. Eh, who am I kidding? Everybody's a
dude-ish person.
He's a dude. She's a dude.
We're all dudes. Hey.
Let's go bottom left. Name's Akita, Man of Stars. How are you doing?
Pleasure to meet you, sir. I've heard your name around before.
Of course you have. All good things, I'm sure.
Yes, let's leave it at that.
That's a no. That's what that is. A no.
What? No.
What? The con man has bad rumors about him? What a guest.
What's your name? What brings you out here?
My name is Danae, sir.
Danae.
D-A-N-A-E.
That's how I spell. That's how I had it spelled.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yep. All right, Danae, and what brings you out?
Because I'm just loving this particular notion. They have that level of voice that you can't tell whether they're a guy pitching themselves up or a woman pitching themselves down.
God. I love it. Calabrese and Fred Gould are doing an It's Pat routine in their head right now. All right, Danae, what brings you out here?
Well, sir, I was born on the sea. I spent most of my life on a boat. And, well, I do see that we have collected the former royal cartographer. I am the apprentice to the current royal cartographer.
Excellent. Do you have any issue with working with other people?
No, of course not, sir. I'm an apprentice, after all.
Oh, I just...
Hair flip.
That's fair. Do you have any other... So you were born on the sea. What other skills do you have? Have you worked on a larger scale boat before?
I've worked on everything from a sloop to a galley, sir.
Excellent. So... How are you? Well, you're the prince of the royal cartographer. That's great. Do you have so you're? How are you with directions? Actually, you know, while we're out on the sea,
sir, I could take you from here to Mazur blindfolded.
Excellent.
Outside of that, well, I'm a fast study.
Excellent. If anything else, that's what we need. Can train skills, can't train personalities.
Very true, sir.
He smiles and says, thank you. I will be back around. All right, the lovely lady right here.
Alrighty.
What time of day is it, by the way?
About mid-afternoon, starting to head towards the evening side of things.
Excellent. Afternoon, ma'am. How are you this evening?
Hello, Akira.
Excellent. You already know my name. Oh, you should.
Should we be worried that she already knows your name?
Probably.
is this an ex that he's forgotten?
Maybe.
Maybe we shouldn't have had Akira be our head of HR.
He blinks a couple times. Ah, so you've heard of me.
My sister has.
Oh.
Even worse.
He keeps a smile up. Oh, your sister.
She just kind of smirks.
Belfreya face
That's
palms.
What I thought.
Belfreya actively face palms.
I mean, with as many people as I meet day to day, I apologize. I can't remember them all.
Meet. That's a cute way of putting it.
So, what brings you? What's your name and what brings you out here?
I like how Akira is completely caught off guard right now.
She actually just slaps him and walks off.
I might have deserved that one.
I definitely deserved that. My name's Moray. You can call me Mora.
All right, and, Mora.
I assume you all eat.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Won't be finding much better cooking than mine.
Jokido heads up. Hello, Lady Mora. It's a pleasure to meet you.
He's so humble.
Ah, oh, Mr. Jokiro, I didn't even see you there. How are things at the hand?
Excellent, excellent. Well, I've been away for a couple. I've been away for a little bit, as he kind of waves his hand at the ship.
That she is a beauty.
She is. It is, and her kitchen is beyond comprehension.
Literally.
how you be taken to learning new technologies?
Haven't stayed in business this long by sticking to everything by the books.
It is the kitchen. The galley is. It's a fascinating piece of work.
That's good. So am I.
I have a bad feeling about this one, you guys. Akira quickly walks away over to the other guy. Jokido's going to kind of take her over to the side.
And Advancer abscond.
Jokido's going to take her over to the side and start talking to her about how do you handle with, how do you work with, buttons that don't seem to turn on anything.
Buttons, you say?
He explains some of the contraptions that he saw in the kitchen.
Hmm. Sounds interesting. Well, I'm sure we'll figure him out.
Yeah, the two of us together might be able to gather some semblance of how to make that kitchen bend to our will. Would Jokido know Mora?
She runs one of the taverns at the closer to the palace district.
Ah. So yeah, he would know her then. Okay. So those two are...
basically, since it's Jokiro and he knows everyone, she turned down a job as a palace cook.
Ah, okay. Jokiro relays that information psychically to Delfreya.
She nods.
All right. Finally, this astounding young man over here.
he nods as you walk up.
As he's walking, kind of, so warm day today.
Average for this time of year.
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit more. It just might be the sea air. Akira, Man of Stars. Nice to meet you.
I kind of want like Akira to be still kind of flustered. It's like Akira, Stars of Man.
Star of Men's.
Star of men and women.
Name's Bizzlin.
Bizzlin.
Bizzlan. Bizzlin.
I did not spell that one right. I put a Z in there. Excellent to meet you, Mr. Bizzlin. What brings you out this fine day? You kind of
looking for a job.
That's fair. That's fair. What talents do you bring?
He kind of looks you up and down for a moment.
He sparkles.
153,732.
I'm sorry?
The number of hairs on your head.
I can't say I've ever counted.
I did. Just now.
Huh.
I mean, how do we know he didn't just say a random answer?
Yeah, and How do I know exactly? He kind of points at Calabrese. What he said.
Velfreya looks to Jokiro for that answer.
I mean, I can do the thing. Hold on. Let me do the thing. Where's the thing? Which character sheet is it? That character sheet.
It's like you have a lot of them or something.
Which tab is it there, one? Oh, okay. And, that sucked.
Yeah, you got
only
nothing.
11. Only 11, yeah. Jokiro kind of shrugs. So you calculate, you run calculations.
That's part of the deal, yeah.
All right. What else is the deal?
He has a... He basically blinks slightly and starts looking around the area a little bit. And... A gull's landed on your crow's nest. You may want to clean that up later. Or I can. Take your pick.
Aha.
I guess we found our... what's that person called? Lookout?
Yeah.
Crow's Nest Lookout?
Yep. Fascinating. How far can you see, good sir?
Haven't quite figured out what's past the horizon, but I'm working on it.
No? With that attitude, you just might. Pats him on the shoulder.
He kind of winces a little bit.
All right. Jokido or Akira kind of says, thank you so much. I'm going to talk to my cohorts here and I will be back around.
I heard.
Rachel, what was ooh?
It hit me, the affliction that our last friend has.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you can call it an affliction.
Whoa!
I'm gonna do something with Jokido. Boop. Hey, there we go. He is going to... Jokido goes, I would like to ask a couple of other questions to mainly our friend Ivar. Fragul, if you would.
Yes.
Come with me, please.
Okay.
And Jokido goes, I would like to, he goes up to Ivar, please, sir, may I talk to you over here alone?
Certainly.
And Jokido is going to kind of adjust his glasses and his eyes are going to flash a little bit and cast truthfulness on him.
Okay. He's been hit with the truth.
Yeah. What have you done in the near past, my friend?
Well, I woke up this morning, had breakfast.
Oh, God damn it. What was your last job?
Oh, last job. I did some escort work.
So you are a hired arm.
Hired arm, mercenary, sellsword, whichever terminology you want to use for it. Basically, you give me money, I give you my sword.
If you were brought on to us, what would stop you from, say, getting outbid?
He looks over at the boat.
Selling that to the highest bidder.
Frankly, sir, I don't think they could afford me more than you can.
If you wouldn't mind, good sir, I would like to see, because anybody who would come onto our ship as a strong man, as a protector of the ship, would have to work alongside our current one here. His name is Fragul.
Hello.
Oh, I've seen you in the gladiator pit.
Ah, yes. I must feel my return.
Again, he's purposely not bringing Calabras into this because he's trying not to draw attention to the people who don't probably want a lot of attention drawn to them.
Makes sense.
So, I imagine that those of us who are being quiet are kind of standing around just listening to all of the exchanges.
Passive observation.
Indeed.
Active
observation.
I would like to see how your arm holds up against our friend here.
Certainly. He draws his sword.
Very cool.
Okay. I draw my sword.
Just sword to sword, I would like for our friend here to get a read on your prowess.
Shouldn't we be using practice swords for this?
Yeah, there's no fun in that.
There's no satisfying clang.
Oh no. Okay. So I guess roll a test of might real quick.
Yep.
I'm kind of afraid.
Kill each other.
Absolutely kill each other. I'm okay with seeing blood here.
Fragur rolls a 26 in might.
Was that in character, Felix?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
I still think you're rolling wrong that because you seem to be. Do you have how much attack specialization do you have, Raul?
Yeah, you're missing. You're also missing your advantage from melee.
And also, a person, one of your friends, is right next to you.
Oh,
you did not declare that. Oh yeah, you yeah.
Jokiro is standing right next to him.
But Jokiro is not fighting.
Never said he'd be fighting. You're sitting right next to him.
Semantics.
Okay, so let's see. I gain.
We'll still go with the 26. But you might want to put your at least 3 advantage in there. Just from being in melee range with a melee weapon and just you being you. And then if you have a person next to you, you can increase that by 1.
So it's...
All right, let me...
oh, no. Might.
Should probably take that into account. I will borrow Caleb for this because he's got an appropriate stat for it.
Oh, my. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, not quite like that.
Oh, 57, Refragul! Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I have weapon specialization 2, which gives me 2 advantage, and then standing next to someone...
Well, it's the fact that the D20 exploded once, and then one of his D8s exploded 3 times.
Yep. Or damn near 3 times.
For a 32 and a 21 total on those. And then he had an also plus 4.
Yay, so, 4.
Is this dude still alive?
Yes, actually.
Oh.
Okay, so we don't need to call the Calabras over to...
I mean, you knock him down, but he holds his footing for a surprising amount of time before being pushed down by your ridiculous swing.
Ah, that is great.
You pack a wallop.
Fragu extends his other arm. Come on.
He grabs hold of your wrist. And
I yank him up, like, to his feet with a little jump to his step.
Whew. You might not even need me at that point, but still.
It's always good to have an extra sword by my side.
Or literally, spear. In this case.
I haven't forgot about you, Calabras.
All right, Jokiro goes, thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course, sir.
You couldn't beat me even if you wanted to.
All right. Jokiro joins the rest of the group. My apologies.
Belfria pats your arm, Calabras.
My apologies. Sell swords.
No, I completely understand. It comes with the business.
All right. So he goes, Jokiro goes back over with the group. And Akita kind of comes over and goes, well, I was enthralling. I'm so glad Mora's here. Who is her sister? Jokiro, do you know her sister?
Shrugs.
If you even knew, you wouldn't tell me. Smiles.
Watch it be like the prince's like niece or something.
Wouldn't that be some shit, right?
Oh, good lord. I do believe, though, boys, that this is a decision that we will need some time to consider to see who we're going to bring on permanently.
Maybe a week.
This is a pretty hefty decision that requires a great deal of conversation on our
part. All right, everybody on the boat.
Everyone on the boat.
All right. We will see you guys next week here. Remember that you can support us by going over to patreon.com/geekio. And if you want to chat with us off air, which you can do so at any time, go over to geek-io.net/discord. And if you want to email the show, you can do so by going by sending an email to show@geek-io.net. Just make sure you put Manipool in the subject line there. I'll get to us. And for all of us here, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this GeekIO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?